The British comedian Eddie Izzard has been thinking a lot about language. In one routine, he imagines how French faded away in England over time.
Someone in that 300 years said, hey guys, see this spoon? From now on, let's call it a spoon.
But is it a masculine or a feminine spoon?
Spoon, Steve. Just get a grip, man.
And Izzard had a crazy idea. He would start training himself in new languages, French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, so when he's on the road, he can perform in his audience's native tongue. Not really a concern, of course, when he begins touring the United States this week. Going multilingual, not the only change for Eddie Izzard of late. He used to perform in full drag, but not so much recently.
Can I ask you something that we don't usually ask our guests at Morning Edition, even when they're in another office like you are? You're in our New York bureau. I'm in Washington. I can't see you. But can you tell me what you're wearing today for the interview?
Mainly clothes. Okay. Mainly clothes.
That's good.
You're trying to go down this transvestite line, but you wouldn't ask Hillary Clinton that. So that's why I'm going to keep it. I'm just wearing clothes, whether any of it's supposed to be men's clothes or women's clothes. I don't agree with that thing. I think United Nations should have something in there that says you can wear what the hell you want to.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. But can I ask, in general, I mean, you've been wearing less clothing that has you looking like a woman and more sort of traditional suits. And I wonder what the change has been, if there's been a change in your image.
No, I'm just tactical. You know, if I'm trying to get roles, producers have got to imagine me in these roles. So if I'm constantly wearing makeup, that wouldn't work. And also, there's a big slice of boy genetics going on in me, plus the extra girly genetics. And it's nothing to do with the comedy. My comedy is my comedy. My drama is my drama. I happen to be a transvestite. I happen to be a straight transvestite. I want it to get boring.
You want it to get boring? What do you mean?
Well, you know, if you think about it, gay and lesbian has now got more boring than it was back in the 50s and forever the history before that. So if you come in and say, hi, I'm a plumber. I happen to be gay. And you go, okay, well, are you any good at plumbing? Yeah, I'm pretty good at plumbing. Fine, I don't really care that you're gay or straight or whatever. Just the plumbing thing was the main thing I hired you for. And that's what it's got to get to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where transgender's got to get to. We're slightly behind the curve on getting boring.
It's pretty hard to imagine life getting boring for Eddie Izzard. He loves wild stunts, being a performer, whatever the stage. That passion began early.
Can you take me back briefly to when you were a kid and how this whole comedy thing started?
I was 7 when I first wanted to act. I was watching this other kid, and he was getting a lot of reaction and applause, and whatever he was doing right. And so I thought, I've got to do that. I have analyzed this in my self-analysis way, as my mother died a year before, and I believe I swapped the affection or the reaction of the audience from what I'd lost from my mother.
Well, I've read that you think about her a lot still.
I don't actually. It's too tough. It did affect me and my brother deeply, and my father, and it doesn't get better. You actually just learn to deal with it better. But if I really get into it and think about it, I just, everything I'm doing in my life is just trying to impress my mother and hope that she'd come back from this place that she's gone to. And it does seem to explain the reason why I do a whole bunch of things, and I keep trying to do a whole bunch of things that are quite interesting and curious.
You do a whole bunch of things. You ran more marathons than I could possibly imagine. A few years ago, you ran 43 in 51 days. Do you just love crazy challenges? I mean, is this trying to impress in the way you were talking about, impress your mother?
Well, right at the back of it, there is this thing with my mother, which is not really tangible because I don't believe in a god. And if you're a certain type of person, you can get a lot of column inches and a lot of heat going because you're this kind of looking person or because you're smashing up hotel rooms and all this. And if you're not that kind of person, you've got to do something that sort of grabs a bit of attention. So I'm now doing stand-up in France in French and doing stand-up in Germany in German. And I run marathons, and that slightly gets a bit of a headline, but also does some positive things in there. The marathons raise money.
Sure.
The stand-up in different languages builds bridges, I think.
Yeah, talk to me about that bridge building. What are you attempting to do by performing your comedy in all these different languages?
I'm trying to be positive within the spirit of Europe, because in Britain we say the French people have a visual sense of humor, all 60, 65 million of them, and none of the Germans, the 80 million Germans, none of them laugh at anything ever. So we say none of them have a sense of humor. And I realized this must be rubbish. So I just did 2 months in Berlin, and I learnt the show off by heart in German. Not lessons. Lessons really bore the hell out of most people.
Can I ask you, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but can you give us some of one of your bits in German just to get a sense for what your comedy sounds like in another language?
Oh, I can't. Well, I'll only do it in German. I don't normally do this, but I'll do it because no one will understand except people who speak German. I'll do the Einführung. I would go on stage and say, "Meine Damen und Herren, guten Abend. Ich spreche kein Deutsch. Mein Deutsch ist nicht so gut. Und mein Show ist jetzt in Manuskript. Aber mein mundliches Deutsch ist nicht so gut."
That was great. That was really interesting stuff. I enjoyed that.
Well, it actually did sound like German, didn't it?
No, wait. My Deutsch is nicht so good. That's German, or that's a...
Yeah, that's my Deutsch is not very good. And I was saying, my brother Mark, he translated the show into German. So it's in manuscript for the first time. It's actually in a script. I've never done that before. It's always been this very conversational English. I float through English language, whereas I swim through German.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and swallowing umlauts and stuff.
One of your famous bits is your heavy-breathing Darth Vader.
But there must have been a Death Star canteen, yeah? There must have been a cafeteria downstairs in between battles where Darth Vader could just chill and go down. I will have the penne alla arrabbiata. You'll need a tray.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
This is not a game of who the f*** are you. For I am Vader, Darth Vader, Lord Vader. I can kill you with a single thought.
Well, you'll still need a tray.
And you've been doing heavy breathing God more recently, right?
Yes, and I was doing that in German. They
were
asking for it. It's the sequel. God comes down and it's got all this going on. So everyone thought, well, I'm going into the Death Star canteen thing, but in fact it's God.
I am God. I have been away for many thousands of years. And now I have returned. And I have taken up scuba diving.
That's the comedian Eddie Izzard, who begins touring the United States this week. What's it sound like in German?
Meine gute Fräulein, was haben Sie denn heute in die Kantine?
Dies ist Morgenausgabe von NPR News. Ich bin David Greiner.
Und ich bin Steve Inschkip.